This is the Jordan episode.
The Jordan episode.
Yeah, all right, so we're live.
Oh, hey everybody. Psych. What's up everybody? Welcome back, Fenway Faithful, episode 23. Hitting Jordan numbers out here, Mo. What's going on, baby?
Not much. That's a good beginning. It's like the podcast machine had to warm up here. Had to pour some gas into it to warm it up.
I mean, listen, it's Friday, about 12:05 Eastern time. Trying to get through the day, anticipating tonight, trying to get loose a little bit. I'm sure we've all had a long-ass week. A potential second lockdown, I'm sure, is getting everybody nervous. So, you know, you got to look forward to something, and I'm hoping that this podcast is that one thing a lot of you people out there. So, as always, thank you for listening. Episode 23, let's get into it.
The Jordan episode.
Yeah, man. We're out here.
I hope there's no lockdown, bro. It's going to fuck everything up.
I mean, look, little by little, they're closing up things. Some restaurants are closing. Bars are now only open till 10 a.m. I mean, at 10 p.m. inside in New Jersey, at least. And our dumbass governor said that we can only have 10 people. And no loud singing. Fuck you. Half the state is Italian and the other half is Hispanic. So I don't know what you expect.
Wait. No loud singing?
Yeah. Murphy says no loud singing. Apparently that's supposed to help with the spread of coronavirus. So
let's just go over the fast we got here real fast. And this is not a COVID podcast, but I'm just going to point out some pointers here. So COVID comes out from the hours of 10 to 5 a.m. And he doesn't like loud noises. Is he like a newborn? Like, is he a drunk?
No, he's just a fucking idiot, to be honest with you. It's stupid, man. Like, listen, now it's come to a point, and I know we're straying off a little bit, but now it's coming to a point where, all right, it's good to be safe, and I understand that. Now you're limiting people on their freedom? Like, please, dude, you're not going to take that from me. So let's not dive too deep into this, but let's at least acknowledge the fact that some of this shit is getting ridiculous.
It really is. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, listen, I want everybody to be safe. Practice your distance for those that are not. You're not familiar with, but I mean, this is a time of the year where we're close around family. It's my favorite time of the year. Holidays are the best. Get to spend time with your family. Get to see people that you haven't seen. Now, I'm not saying travel to other states. That's not what I'm saying. Just saying be careful, but enjoy your time with your family. Be safely and responsibly. That's all.
Be responsible.
Our first topic. Let's talk about Theo Epstein being a free agent and
how that
can affect the Red Sox, whether or not it may. But let's talk if possibilities. Imagine if, you know. So we all know that Theo Epstein has been – I mean, he made a big impact for the Red Sox organization, helping us win our first World Series in 90 years. And he built such an amazing team that we saw the results of it after he left. So what are your thoughts with Theo Epstein and his free agency coming this season?
Like Dave said, before I get into this, this is a what-if scenario. This isn't written anywhere. It's not happening. This is just our opinions on Red Sox fans talking Red Sox baseball. So my thoughts are, I don't know. I don't think we have given Chaim Bloom enough time to really see what he could do. But it's hard because Theo Epstein just goes to places and wins. I mean, he was a guy who took over for Billy Bean, essentially, right? Like, the Red Sox were to hire Billy Bean in the early 2000s to get him over that hump and break the curse. And Billy Bean, if you ever saw the movie Moneyball, turned down that offer, which would have made him the richest GM in sports history, by the way, to stay in Oakland. Who the fuck knows why he did that? And then we saw what Theo did. Theo went in there and won the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. And
curse. So it's like, I want to say give Haim a chance, but I mean, I think there's somebody that, now, mind you, we're very open about believing the Red Sox are going to win in 2021, right? I think if Theo came back, it would be a high, I would feel a lot like actually comfortable saying it, not just believing it, but actually really believing it, thinking something's going to happen. I tell you one thing, I think Bauer wouldn't be a question. He'd be a Red Sox. I think other deals would happen that would be bigger splashes than what Chaim Bloom does. I think Chaim Bloom is another Billy Bean. He's a numbers guy, but he never had a big pocketbook to play with. And now that he has a blank checkbook and he doesn't know what to do with it. Where Theo, he knows how to spend money. He's like an OG. He knows where the money's going to go, how it's going to go, who's getting what, who needs what, how to spread it out. I mean, how do you feel about it, Dave?
Well, so like you mentioned before you started off, this is an if or how, you know, kind of situation. To me, I think that, well, for one, we all love Theo Epstein. We love what he did for the Red Sox. But I think that the Red Sox have invested so much into Chaim Bloom now that they're kind of stuck in their ways. Let's not forget, Theo moved on to other opportunities for a reason. Now, I'm not saying that having him back wouldn't be great. I'm sure it would, but I don't see any type of room for a big personality like Theo Epstein to fit back in. I think Chaim Bloom has been given, you know, the wheel to kind of drive us to success. With the unfortunate pandemic that he was, you know, had to deal with this season, with, you know, 60 games. Yeah, it was tough to deal with, and I don't think anybody saw that coming. So it sucks. And this was a rebuilding season. So, you know, these are the hits that we got to take to become better. And that's always what happened. I mean, it's always from worst to first. And we've seen that happen twice with the Red Sox. So I think it's something that, although having Theo Epstein back would be great, but you know what? We got to have a little trust and reliability on Chaim Bloom and what he has to bring to the Red Sox.
But you made a bad point earlier in your statement right there. You said we haven't done enough time and Chaim Bloom is a long-term plan. Look at all the pieces Chaim Bloom has put back into our minors. Jeter Downs. I mean, Verdugo would still be in the minors if they would have kept, and they would have had a bigger piece there, right? So all the little pieces that he signed in like that, I think we're overlooking because we see Theo as a big name. But I think in 5 years, we're going to see a guy that nobody knows his name right now be something special. And we're going to say, yeah, that's Chaim Bloom. That's Chaim Bloom's doing. Like, there's, you know, there's a Brock Holt in the minor leagues that he probably traded and got in a deal that we don't even know about right now, right? There's a guy there. But I don't think Theo has that ability to build that farm system. He didn't draft the guys in Chicago. He made a few trades. He made a few deals. And that's what he did in Chicago when he got to the Cubs. He hasn't drafted anybody or anything. Where Bloom, he drafts people, he trades for people, he gets little pieces when nobody's looking. It's like that old grandpa at the Monopoly table when he's moving his pieces when nobody's moving his steel and fucking boardwalks. That's where the Epstein is. So, you know, that's the best point he made there, I think, is that. I mean, now 3 years of this came up, it's like, we got a Theo. In three full seasons, if Chaim Bloom hasn't made the playoffs or won the division or have had a winning season, we're going to go for his head. It's time for a change. I think 3 to 4 years is the max limit you give a GM in baseball.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some acclimating that needs to be done, and I think that's where Chaim Bloom is. You know, Chaim Bloom, this is going to be now his, what, second year as head of operations for baseball for the Red Sox. So he hasn't done anything wrong. I mean, look at the young draft picks he's gotten. Look at the deals that he's been able to make. Yeah, sure. Not signing Mookie Betts killed a lot of people. But guys, you got to remember something. At the end of the day, this is a business. All right. It's not like we had Mookie and he didn't do anything for us. Mookie was one of the key reasons for that 2018 World Series. So you know what? Thank you, sir. We understand. Best of luck. So, and that goes to credit, you know, to to just think about the potential of what's going to happen with Mookie moving along. There's a lot to think about now in this offseason. And what happens in this offseason to the point where spring training starts, this is going to prove the real potential of Heim Bloom.
I agree.
That's all. That's all I have to say.
So going in the last year spring training prior to COVID to this year, going into spring training during COVID, you think this spring training is going to establish more who Heim Bloom is than last year? Because this is his second year. So he's had one full year, no matter it wasn't an ideal year, in the system. You think that this year is going to make him more of who he is?
I think so, because number one, anybody dealing with what we're dealing with now with this pandemic, you have to give them a sense of credibility, right? Like, this shit is tough, man. Not only do you have to worry about the concerns of players' health, but also the limitations as to what, as an organization, you're able to do. Because it's not like we can just go to the fucking clubhouse and start practicing and show up whenever we want. No, there's standards to meet. There's protocols that have to be met. So there are certain limitations that are going to be a factor as the season goes on. And, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we don't know what players are going to be available for draft. We don't know what players are going to be available to actually play. We don't know what players are going to opt out. We don't know if that's even going to be an option for the coming season. We don't know what lays ahead of us coming this spring, how this pandemic is going to turn out on. But as far as business decisions and player acquisitions, trades, and things like that, I have a big sense of trust with Bloom, and I think that he's going to do what he needs to do. And we have players coming back. So now we have more of a sense of, especially with the pitching. You know what I mean?
And with the whole Mookie stuff, Mookie didn't want to be here. I'll tell everybody to their face. Mookie did not want to fucking be here. And if you think that he did, you're fucking wrong. The guy said, I want to test free agency, became a Dodger, and then signed instantly. He didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you have to hear. If you think Mookie loved it, Boston, he didn't, obviously. It was a stepping stone. They offered him the same money, a few less years.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, listen, guys, that's just the truth, to be honest with you. If Mookie did want to stay with Boston, he would have stayed. What's a couple million dollars? You know what I mean? Like, it was a choice that Mookie made. And if you're sour with that, grow the fuck up. Understand that's baseball.
That's it.
You know, was I happy to see him win another fucking World Series? Was it bittersweet? Yeah, but I'm not mad at the guy.
Well, if that's another thing. If you're mad at him for winning, then you're just a fucking special human being. I mean, really, did you think he was going to go 13 years without winning a World Series again?
No. He's too much of a player. He has too much passion, and his work ethic is above a lot of fucking players, and that's why he got paid what he did.
And that's the fucking Yankees and the Red Sox of the West. Are the Dodgers. They're going to spend the money, they're going to put it out there, and they're going to fucking keep putting product after product after product out there. It wouldn't surprise me if Theo ends up with the Dodgers. They're going to keep putting money on that field every day, every night. Now, Mookie would have signed to the Padres or the Angels. I say, all right, maybe he might not win a ring again. But as soon as with the Dodgers, it wasn't about if he was, it was about when he does. Because we all knew he was. And now the next question is, how many is he going to win?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, if we're comparing, to be quite honest with you, I'd probably pass on Theo Epstein, and he'd probably find success with another great team. Listen, man, this guy's done it historic. He's done historical things with two of the oldest ball clubs in the major leagues, and he was able to get them both World Series trophies. And I can see it happening somewhere else. Not to mention, he was super young when he was with the Red Sox. So he's got it in him.
Yeah, he got you.
But I'll pass. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think I'm passing on him too.
All right. So one of the bigger stories of this year is the Cleveland Indians announcing that they will be testing Lindor's free agency, or is it trading possibly?
Trading. This is his last year, I believe, so he'll be a free agent after a 2021 season.
So let's just stop and think about that. I mean, it's not like Cleveland is the worst ball club in the major leagues. Like they're not. They have some decent amount of players. Now, are they doing it because they will benefit more from trading him than keeping him, or because they just want to get rid of him? Like, what do you think?
I don't know what Cleveland's doing. They traded Bauer. They traded Clevinger. They, you know, they traded away most of their guys, but then they made a playoff push. So it's a bit toss up right now. They're trading him. So it's interesting, but you know, this is on our topic list because my question to you, Dave, would you trade Lindor straight up for Xander Bogaerts?
Straight up?
Yep. That's the question that was brought to us by the fans. So I'm bringing it to you.
Okay. You okay.
Straight number up. Lindor for-
Listen, number one, let me start by saying that Xander Bogaerts to me is a fantastic player. Is he a consistent player for the most part? Yes. But you know what? If I was offered that, yeah. You know why? Because it's a steal.
No, it's not.
I would take Lindor over Bogey any day.
But it's only for 1 year.
Oh, for 1 year?
Yeah, he's a free agent after this year. So you got him for 1 year.
All right. Maybe I wasn't paying attention good enough. Now, when you put it like that, yeah, I have to be honest. I'm still drinking my coffee over here. When you put it like that, then no. Because I'd rather take Bogey's consistency and his loyalty to the Red Sox. Straight up.
Yeah, you got him for 5 more years. Remember, I think the first year of his big contract after his whatever deal he had worked out.
Exactly. So, no, I wouldn't. Even though I'm not saying, no. Like, how can I put it? I think Lindor is a phenomenal player. He's young. How old is this kid?
He'd be younger than Bogaerts.
Let's see.
I don't know, though, because I think Bogaerts might be around the same age.
Lindor is 27. Bogaerts is 28. All right.
All right.
So a year apart. But now here's the thing. So we're talking about a year. I don't see the Red Sox even interested in Lindor. No. For what?
So
unless for a year, that's not worth it.
You don't do Bogaerts. You do Devers.
Fuck no, you're not touching Devers.
Well, Devers isn't signed long term, though.
Well, but okay, but still, I wouldn't want to play with fire, man. Devers is what, 23, 24?
I think so.
Devers is 24 years old. Okay.
Would you package? All right, so you don't want to mess with him because he's on the team, right? So because he's on the roster, you don't mess with him. Would you package Jeter Downs, another minor leaguer, for him?
Ooh. See, that's tough because Jeter Downs is a phenomenal talent up and coming, but we really haven't seen what he has to offer as far as the big show goes. But now for a year, yeah, I guess.
You would. Okay. I wouldn't.
But here's my thing, though. It's like, you know, when you're a little kid and you trade toys with a kid at school, right? And like you get home and you're like, damn, I shouldn't have done that shit. But at the moment it seemed cool. That's what it feels like.
I just don't do it, man. That's like the cool toy at school, but it's like broken. And you have to put it back.
Yeah, like you get home and the fucking arm snaps off because you pulled it out of your pocket wrong. Like, you're gonna have that sense of regret, so I don't know, man. That's something tough to think about. But to be honest with you, I love Lindor, but I wouldn't see us. It would make no sense. Right? It would not be rational for the Red Sox to get any interest on him. We're good in the outfield. We really don't need him.
Well, he's a shortstop, so.
Yeah, and you're not touching Bogey, that's for fucking sure. Because when would the Red Sox sign Lindor for 1 year to have Bogey sitting on the bench? You know how many pissed off Red Sox fans you have?
He would go back to third, where he played when Steven Drew was that short.
But why would you touch – but why would you move Devers, though?
Move him to first.
Nah. Leave – bro, you got to leave Devers at third. All right, so then you put Bogey at third, Devers at first, Lindor at short, and then who we got at second? Chavis?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mo. You're making shit make sense now.
And then you put Martinez in right, Verdugo in center, and Dalback is your DH. Or Verdugo in left, because you don't know what Benintendi's going to be. And
all right, but what about JBJ?
He hasn't signed back yet.
So what? So what do you? So he may not even come. He may not even be in spring training.
He's not on the Red Sox.
Wow! Look at that, guys. Fuck. I mean, I still like that lineup, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because Lindor's a legit leadoff guy. Not saying Verdugo isn't, but Lindor's a proven leadoff guy. You would go Lindor. Bogarts. No, Lindor, Martinez, Devers, Bogarts. Dalback in the five spot. Chavis six. Seven, Vasquez. Eight could be whoever is in center. And then nine to be Verdugo. Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That's true. Hey man, that's a lot to think about, but it's fun to play with the idea.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's so, what the show is all about right now, man.
Exactly, exactly. So getting back to the show, Mo, you cannot forget our good guys over at wickedpissa.com dropping the sickest merch and gear for Boston Sports Title Town. Come on, guys. You know the fucking deal.
Holiday season, motherfuckers.
Holiday season. Guys, don't forget to get your stocking stuffers. Awesome holiday gifts. New drops coming out for the winter season. So check them out at www.wickedpissa.com. Tell them about that discount code, Mo.
FFX15. Save yourself some money. And get everybody some Christmas gear from wickedpissa.com.
That's right, guys. Get bundled up, looking great all the time. Moving on. Guys, well, Mo, I'll let you get into it about the our future Blue Sox. Let's get into them a little bit.
All right. Well, you mean the schedule?
Yeah.
Fuck that one up, huh? All right. So our schedule for the next 2 weeks is going to be our schedule for the next 2 weeks.
Fucking dick.
Yeah. Listen, what the fuck are they talking about? We're not drinking yet. It's only noon here. Now, the next 2 weeks, we'd have some schedule coming up. Next week, we're going to have an update on our AAA affiliate going from Pawtucket to Worcester, Mass. We're going to have the Woo Sox Watch. That's their Instagram account, Woo Sox Watch, on the show. He's going to give us an update on what to look for and everything. He just put out a good story about Chris Mazza and how he learned the changeup on the taxi squad over this COVID season. And then in 2 weeks, we got the 2019 draft pick of the Red Sox. I'm going to butcher his name. That's why I want you to do it, Dave. Dominic DiLangiro. He'll be on the show.
That was pretty good.
Did I think I did it? I hope he listens to it. I know it's all right.
I know you're reading shit, but that was pretty good.
You know, I'm the left. My written name is bad. Things just move when I read. All right? That's why I'm a sports podcaster and a blogger.
You got it, man. It's good. It's good.
No, but he's gonna be on the show. You know, he just had his first spring training last year. He's a real legit guy. He's a first baseman out of Washington University. You know, he went late in the draft, so it's gonna be interesting to hear his story in 2 weeks. On what he's going through and how. Imagine your first day on the job and the building catches fire. That's kind of what happened to him. He shows up to spring training, like, yeah, here's COVID. So it's going to be interesting to see. And, guys, we got more guests lined up after that. But that's the next 2 weeks, guys. So be sure to look out. Next week's episode will drop after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. Eat some turkey. Watch some football. Drink a lot. Party hard. Fuck Raw. And have a great time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, guys, you heard it here best. Yeah. All right. Now, I'm actually a little excited to hear more about how that whole process is, you know, getting to the ball club and just a total overall experience. But, guys, like Mo said, we got a lot coming to you over the next 2 weeks. Don't forget, spend time with your family. Have fun this Thanksgiving. Be loud as shit. Cops ain't coming because they don't give a fuck anymore. So don't worry about that. Anyways, guys, go Red Sox. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week. Peace.
All right.